Hi, this is Celine, and these are Fairy Tales from Home. For my first podcast, I'm actually going to be reading from Aesop's Fables. Now, who was Aesop? Well, the life of Aesop is a bit of a mystery, and people aren't exactly sure he was even a real person. However, there have been many mentions of Aesop in Greek history, which has allowed historians to piece together a biography. Many of the stories about Aesop contain mythical interventions and legends. Aesop is believed to have been alive from 620 to 560 BC. Now, what is a fable? Well, fables are short stories that teach a moral. The stories are often funny, and the themes are easy for children to understand. Aesop's fables are unique because they are almost always about beasts. So for this first podcast, I'm going to read two of Aesop's fables, and what I would love is if you would write to me and tell me what you think the moral of the fable is. The first fable is The Fox and the Crow. A crow was sitting on a branch of a tree with a piece of cheese in her beak when a fox observed her and set his wits to work to discover some way of getting the cheese. Coming and standing under the tree, he looked up and said, "What a noble bird I see above me! Her beauty is without equal, the hue of her plumage exquisite. If only her voice is as sweet as her looks are fair, she ought without doubt to be queen of the birds." The crow was hugely flattered by this. And just to show the fox that she could sing, she gave a loud caw. Down came the cheese, of course, and the fox, snatching it up, said, "You have a voice, madam, I see. What you want is wits." The Fox and the Grapes. A hungry fox saw some fine bunches of grapes hanging from a vine that was trained along a high tree and did his best to reach them by jumping as high as he could into the air. But it was all in vain, for they were just out of reach. So he gave up trying and walked away with an air of dignity and unconcern, remarking, "I thought those grapes were ripe, but I see now they are quite sour." These are the first two fables for my first podcast. I can't wait to hear back from you all, and I hope that you enjoyed. Take care.